the United States of the Americas was having a little bit of a issue, and a U.S. warship had to intervene from drone strikes. Let me break it down for y'all.
The major escalation in the Middle East, multiple attacks on the Red Sea with ballistic missiles hitting commercial ships and a U.S. warship shooting down several drones. Our chief global affairs anchor, Martha Raddatz, is tracking the latest from Washington. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Robin. This morning, U.S. warships in the Red Sea are on high alert after this serious and significant escalation. We're talking about ballistic missiles hitting three commercial vessels in a busy shipping lane with a U.S. warship trying to fend off more possible attacks and render aid.
The attacks lasted more than 7 hours. It began Sunday at 9:15 a.m., a ballistic missile fired from Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen, landing in the waters near the cargo ship Unity Explorer. At 12 p.m., the USS Kearney on patrol in the Red Sea when a drone launched from Yemen heads toward the Kearney. The Navy crew shoots it down. At 12:35, the Unity Explorer under fire again. This time, the missile strikes the ship, while another drone is shot down as it heads towards the Kearney. At 3:30 p.m., the cargo ship number 9 struck by a ballistic missile. 1 hour later, ballistic missile number 4 hits the cargo vessel Sophie. Again, the Kearney racing to this cargo vessel to render aid as yet another drone is launched in the Kearney's direction and shot down.
The important point here is that the Houthis are playing with fire by launching missiles over U.S. ships.
There were thankfully no injuries and largely minor damage to those cargo ships, but the Pentagon making clear that while the attacks were launched by the Houthis in Yemen, they were fully enabled by Iran. George?
So essentially, different cargo ships in the Red Sea, while a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during an hours-long assault. The U.S. military said the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed two of the attacks. The strikes marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war as multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. The U.S. vowed to consider all appropriate responses. Okay. In the wake of the attack, specifically calling out Iran after tensions have been high for years over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Hey, I was watching this movie over the weekend, actually yesterday, because I had an opportunity to be able to chill, rest. I stayed in the house all day. I kept my pajamas on until I ran outside and I wanted to get some gas. And then I had to vlog and I gave my thoughts and all that stuff. I was watching this movie over the weekend and it was called, it was with Matt Damon. And it was like where they shrunk everybody down to 5 inches. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type of movie, but it wasn't really no kids in it, and it was just Matt Damon, and everybody had shrunk themselves down to 5 inches in order to be able to save the world because humans were just absolutely destructive, and they never was going to do the thing that was in their own best interest. It was a really, How Tall Are You? Is that what it was called? How Tall Are You? Downsizing. That's the name of the movie. It's called Downsized or Downsizing or something like that. But it really just documented the mindset of human beings and that we are kind of like a bacteria. Not all of us, but most of us. And even when some of us actually try to do the thing that's in our best interest, Rome rules, mob rules, and that we wind up finding ourselves at a disadvantage. And it's just like eventually we'll, and it's unfortunate because we're so smart and we're so intelligent, yet we can't solve for the most basic problems within our society, or maybe we just don't want to. And the nature of man is to be rebellious until we destroy ourselves. It was a really good movie. Watch it all the way up until the end. It was a lot of interesting things in it. Watch that. Watch the movie on Netflix where some guy was hunting down this killer that wound up killing his daughter or some crap like that. So lots of different stuff. So that's what's happening over there in the Red Sea. Also, Michael B. Jordan decided that, or a car that was registered to Michael B. Jordan, we don't know yet, decided that he wanted to crash his Hyundai into a Ferrari.
Also new this morning, DMV records show that a Ferrari registered to actor Michael B. Jordan crashed into a vehicle in Hollywood. You have video here. It happened around midnight.
That boy is mean. And he was over there crashing his car over there in Hollywood. What you doing over there in Hollywood? Ain't nothing out there but the devil, Mike.
On Sunset in North Beechwood, police say that this blue Ferrari crashed into a parked vehicle on the street and no injuries were reported. Police are investigating the cause of that crash. Now, police also did not confirm if Jordan was the one driving, or if he was even in the vehicle at the time of the crash.
Hello, I'm...
So, Mike decided that he or somebody that was driving a car that was registered to Mike decided that they wanted to be out in Hollywood late at night, strolling the strip, and the Rari doing what the Rari do, and somehow, some way, they hit a parked vehicle. No injuries is the most important thing, but it says that actor Michael B. Jordan crashes his Ferrari in a parked car in Hollywood, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. Didn't, what's her name? Tiffany Haddish just get arrested for drunk driving over there in LA too? It said the incident happened on Saturday around midnight on Sunset Boulevard and Beechwood Drive. Hollywood is absolutely the pits for anybody that's been there. It's really trash. Police confirmed that the crash was an accident, not a DUI related crash. So apparently he just either lost control, maybe he was texting and driving, he wasn't paying attention, but at the very least we know that he wasn't drinking and driving, so that's great. Said no injuries reported. The Ferrari 812 Superfast can range anywhere from $310,000 to upwards of $690,000 for the car. He had been seen driving a luxury sports car around town, and that's even the car that he drove Lori Harvey to dinner in. Maybe that's why he crashed it. And then last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Spotify decided that they wanted to do a third round of layoffs.
Spotify is being hit by its third round of layoffs this year as it tries to bring costs down.
The music streaming giant says it will be slashing around 1,500 jobs, or about 17% of its headcount. The cuts come after the company let 600 employees go in January and 200 more in June. Affected employees will be given about 5 months of severance pay. Spotify is one of several tech companies that have started reducing their workforces again after cutting jobs at the start of the year.
Now, here's the thing, right? Their stock price jumped after saying that it will cut 17% of its worst workforce. Earlier this year, it had reduced its headcount by about 600 people. This time, it's slashing jobs by about 1,500 employees. It says that the shares rose today after the music streaming service says it is laying off 17% of its workforce in a dramatic move aimed at reducing its costs and adjusting for a slowdown in growth. Well, what are we talking about when it comes to a slowdown in growth? At this point in the United States and of America specifically, I don't really think that there is any more growth to be had outside of people that are born that then become immersed in it, that have an opportunity to join a streaming giant. But it's pretty much fully vetted out and it's a mature market, in that the only way that you really gonna have any growth is by having people convert over from another streaming service, or you have to grow outside of the United States of America worldwide, obviously. So there has to be additional markets for it to do so. And then I also was reading some news last week where Spotify was saying that it's not going to be paying artists that stream under a certain amount, and they're going to be going after record labels that are a part of stream farms. Now, stream farms, for those of you that are not familiar, maybe like something that's open up in a different country and they have videos of it where it's like 1,000 phones and hundreds of phones as far as your eye can see, and they just playing the same things over and over again in order to try to get an artist streams up so that it can get into the algorithm and then hopefully try to make some money off of Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, so on and so forth, right? So it's saying that it's reducing its headcount. Stock jumped. Email sent out to staff. Spotify CEO Daniel Elk said that Spotify was taking substantial action to right-size our costs, basically eliminate people so that they can reduce the amount that they're spending on they reduced the amount they spending on payroll, and that the company took on too many employees over the years 2020 and 2021 when capital was cheap and tech companies could invest significant sums in an expansion team, expanding their teams. The latest round of cuts equates to roughly 1,500 jobs, according to CNBC. Source familiar with the matter who preferred to remain anonymous discussing sensitive information. Spotify spokesperson wouldn't comment on the exact number of roles affected by the measure, but they said over the last 2 years, we put significant emphasis on building Spotify into a truly great and sustainable business, one designed to achieve our goals of being the world's leading audio company and one that will consistently drive profitability and growth into the future. While we've made worthy strides, As I've shared many times, we still have work to do. Economic growth has slowed down dramatically. Capital has become more expensive, and Spotify is not an exception to these realities. What does that mean when it says that capital has become expensive? Well, it's very similar to what you guys talk about when it comes to interest rates, right? The ability for them to be able to borrow in order to continue to remain solvent and keep operations and even possibly expand into other countries and territories in order to continue to grow the business and make shareholders happy. They said that they reported earnings of $70 million of profit for the third quarter, citing lower spend, marketing, and personnel. So I would not be the type of person that actually invests in Spotify. I think that it is a horrible business model. They have too many hands in the pot. I think that they're not corrupt. I think that they are a company that I wouldn't recommend people to invest in because they have too many special interests that have a vested interest in seeing them successful. And then I don't think that it's a great company to work for based off of the fact that they are so volatile and they're interdependent on consumers in order to keep them propped up, which is one of the reasons why they're trying to rob artists as far as not paying them for the streams that they get, even though they pay the lowest in streams versus Apple Music and Tidal anyway. So, that's your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen. Spotify laying off, U.S. warship had to intercept and defend cargo ships over in the Red Sea. And then last but not least, Michael B. Jordan did crash his car. That is your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen.